Rudyard Kipling walks us down the tragic path of the loss of a loved one today on the Classic Tales Podcast. Welcome to the Classic Tales Podcast. Thank you for listening. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you aren't listening to the Classic Tales Podcast through the Classic Tales app, you're missing out. This week, app users will be able to listen to Rudyard Kipling's The Mark of the Beast, his most famous horror story, for free. There is no better way to listen to the Classic Tales Podcast than by using the Classic Tales app. Check it out at the iTunes Music Store today. It's also available for Android. I'm pleased to announce that I will be producing the novel Pip and the Zombies by Charles Dickens and Lewis L. Skipper. This fun bit of fan fiction is centered around the world of Great Expectations, but now Pip is schooled in the world of zombie hunting. Not graphically violent and a great introduction to Dickens, Pip and the Zombies will be coming to thebestaudiobooks.com on October 1st. And for those of you who can't wait and want to hear the original Great Expectations, enter the coupon code ZOMBIES when you check out and save $6 off the retail price. This special is available for a limited time, so don't delay. I was directed to this week's story by Neil Gaiman. He wrote the introduction to Rudyard Kipling's Tales of Horror and Fantasy. The following is taken from the introduction. It's a story I read once, believing every word all the way to the end, where I understood the encounter the woman had had, then started again at the beginning, understanding now the tone of voice and what I was being told. It was a tour de force. It's a story about loss and lies and what it means to be human and to have secrets, and it can and does and should break your heart. And now, The Gardener by Rudyard Kipling. The Gardener. One grave to me was given, one watch till judgment day, and God looked down from heaven and rolled the stone away. One day in all the years, one hour in that one day, His angel saw my tears and rolled the stone away. Everyone in the village.